Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right now to the front lines, history in the making. And a lot of it has been made in the last 24 hours, I'll tell you that. I want to start in South Dakota. They have a bad governor, Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M, Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota. Here's the deal on her. She has a daughter named Cassidy Peters. Cassidy is spelled K-A-S-S-I-D-Y. Daughter was 26 years old. She wanted to be a licensed real estate appraiser in South Dakota for commercial real estate. South Dakota has very stringent requirements to be an appraiser for real estate, because what's going to happen is federally insured banks are going to depend on that appraisal to make loans. It's a very, very important thing. You have to make sure they're honest. You have to make sure they're competent. It requires something like 200 hours of practical experience beforehand. Requires training and a lot of other things. It turned out that Cassidy Peters didn't meet some of the requirements to be a licensed residential real estate appraiser in South Dakota. So her application was denied. Kristi Noem, the governor, then called in a meeting in her own office. The governor's office. Her daughter was sitting there, Cassidy Peters. They brought in the employee who ran the agency that had denied her the certification. It was a woman named Sherry Brown, Bren. Bren's direct supervisor and the state labor secretary. And they kept asking Sherry Bren, how could you possibly turn down the governor's daughter? 4 months later, Cassidy Peters got her license. Right after that, the labor secretary walked into Sherry Bren's office and fired her. Sherry Bren brought a claim against the state for wrongful discharge, saying it was a crooked deal. The governor told the labor secretary to fire her in revenge for having denied the daughter an appraiser license. And then she gets a call from the state going, if we give you $200,000, would you withdraw your complaint? Well, $200,000 is a large multiple of Sherry Brown's salary. So Sherry Brown goes, sure, okay. And then she withdrew her complaint and got $200,000 simoleons is what she got. This is a crooked deal. And the reason that I am raising it is because Kristi Noem is running for president in 2024. She is a Trump slave. It reminds me, you know, the Egyptians about almost 2,000 years ago, 1,800 years ago, they'd have women on barges coming down the Nile, fanning the aristocrats, very skimpily clad, fawning over the aristocrats. That's what Kristi Noem does with Donald Trump. So if Donald Trump runs, Kristi Noem is really just running to be his vice president. Now, if he runs, and even if he doesn't run, but they nominate a piece of work like DeSantis or one of these people, even if that happens, they need a vice president. And they will very likely look to pick a woman to offset Kamala Harris. Now, if they pick somebody like Liz Cheney, it would be a godsend to the country and to the Republican Party, but they're not going to pick Liz Cheney. And Kristi Noem, who is there besides Kristi Noem? There's Nikki Haley of South Carolina, who's really bad news. They're all bad news. Every one of them's bad news. Well, it's important to get this kind of stuff out. This is a crooked deal. Crooked Christie, no. But the thing that may sink her and will certainly sink her for president is not anything I'm saying or any Democrat saying. It's what the Republicans say and think. Say and think. And they have a guy, a right-wing commentator named Walsh in the Republican Party, who's truly right-wing and bad news. And he capsulized how Republicans look on this and on Christie Noem. And a little while ago, they asked him about Christie Noem, and he said, if you put 20 years and 50 pounds on her, nobody would say she should run for anything. That capsulizes what the Republican Party thinks about women running for office, quite frankly. It nails it. It nails it. And the truth of the matter is that Christie Noem or Nikki Haley are going to run, and they're not going to get Schneider for a lot of reasons. They're not going to get Schneider because nobody in his right mind as a Democrat or an independent should vote for him on the merits. And most Republicans won't vote for him because they look on their role as simply being hostesses at hospitality suites at Republican conventions. But there you have the facts. The daughter, not qualified according to the head of the agency that certifies appraisers, Sherry Brenn, doesn't get her license. Doesn't mean she couldn't reapply. Doesn't mean she couldn't do better in the application process later. But Sherry Brenn applied South Dakota standards. Sherry Brenn got fired. Hauled into a meeting in the governor's office with the governor's daughter sitting right there and Sherry Brenn's bosses and asked, why didn't you give her the license? Raised eyebrows, firing. Yeah, she gets $200,000, but a loyal public servant is out of state government. And you don't know who they appoint. But if Christie Noem ever got close to the White House or ever got close to being even vice president, remember, vice president is a heartbeat away from the presidency. And if it were Trump, I'm amazed his heart is still beating, quite frankly. I mean, when he had COVID, the man is morbidly obese. He has COVID. He was lucky he stayed off a ventilator. He came close. Whoever's his vice president has a very real chance of being president if he gets elected. He's not going to get elected. Joe Biden will beat him, and that'll be the end of the story. But keep a sharp eye on who the Republicans are thinking of sticking up for these things. There was a decision in Washington. I strongly disagree with it. Judicial decision. The guy that tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan, almost 30 years ago, has now been given unconditional release. He was ruled to be insane by a jury. He was put indefinitely in confinement. You can't have a guy like that walking around with a gun. You don't know who he's going to shoot. Then he got conditionally released, but he had to check in every once in a while. He had to have his meds supervised by psychiatrists, but he could roam around. I thought that was a bad idea. At some point, you try to assassinate a president, that's it. You know what would happen to him in other countries. Here, we tickle him under the chin with a turkey feather. But he was given conditional release. But now he put in, he said, I want unconditional release. I don't want psychiatrists to review my meds. I don't want to have to come into an office once a month and answer questions. And the idiot judge granted that. That was wrong. And there's another thing very wrong that's pending in California, and Gavin Newsom is in a position to stop it. And that is Sirhan Sirhan, the actual assassin of Bobby Kennedy in 1968, has been recommended for release from prison by a woke, stupidly woke, without any knowledge of history, parole board. Stupid, two of them, just two of them. And the DA out there who got elected, he also was one of these guys that really doesn't want to be a DA because he doesn't want to prosecute anybody. He goes, well, I'm not going to oppose that. I'm not going to oppose that. Sirhan Sirhan up until not too long ago, denied doing it. And it was on television. He denied doing it. Lately, he said, I have no recollection, but if I didn't, I shouldn't have done it. He's not even contrite. He shot Bobby Kennedy because Bobby Kennedy had voted to send 25 airplanes to Israel. This guy is garbage. We do not want him on the streets. Under California law, it's up to Gavin Newsom. He can overrule the parole board. He better overrule the parole board. I don't want him sniffing around California with all the diverse constituencies trying to be woke, because he's dumber than a post and he doesn't know any history. I want to see that he knows some history. You have got to stand up for our country and our presidents. The guy assassinates the president. He was sentenced to death. He should have been executed way back when. Got commuted to life in prison. And now he can go around, if he let him out, in L.A. and San Francisco and complain about our elected officials whom he tried to assassinate. Sirhan Sirhan should never see the light of day again. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.